of the joys of the holiday season is spending time with children of all ages. Librarian Nancy Pearl told Marcy Silman, why not get together with the help of a good picture book?
I have three granddaughters, and they're way past picture books now. But we play a lot of word games with them, and it's always such a treat for me to find, for example, a picture book that introduces wordplay and word games to kids. And this one, which is brand new, is called Take Away the A. And what the premise of the book is, there's a double page for each letter, and the premise is if you take away the A, the first letter that you're dealing with, the word turns into a different word.
Yeah.
So if you without the A, the beast is best.
Huh.
And without the B, the bride goes for a ride.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's so clever, and it's so much fun to play. Without the H, three, climb a tree.
So this really is something, even if you think that your child is a little old for a picture book, this is great for those sort of mid-elementary school ages who are really figuring out how fun words are.
Right. And I think 5 and 6 year olds would have fun with this. You know, without the U, four is four to give somebody that.
Yeah.
I see this book as being so useful for those long sleigh rides as we go over the river and through the woods to grandma's house. One of the things that's been shown, I think, is that the more children are exposed to words and wordplay and that kind of play, just that kind of fooling around, it really helps in all sorts of development. And here's a book that does it painlessly.
I was going to say, it's not just that it's a fun book, but it's also got these beautiful, it's a big picture book. It's not a little...
not a little board book.
No,
it's not even an 8.5 by 11. The cleverness with which they've chosen the words and then the other word, without the Q, the faker, F-A-Q-I-R, goes to the fair. Without the R, the crab hails a cab. What could be better than a book like this? Without the W, the witch has an itch. And there's this wonderful picture, Marcy, of the witch scratching her back with her little broom.
This is the perfect thing if you... play word games later on, like a good Scrabble prep, for example.
Oh, yes.
Figuring out what you can make with all your different letters.
Right.
It got me to thinking, Nancy, as we're talking, that in this technological era where, I mean, you could read this in an electronic copy. You don't necessarily have to hold it in your hand, although that's really, really fun, I have to say, as a book lover. I wonder about how kids' relationships with words have changed. And that whole notion of laying in bed with your parent or sitting in a car and flipping the pages for the next surprise. Is it the same when you just swipe your finger across and get to the next page?
I don't think it's the same. And I think part of it is, sure, some of the things can be the same. You can cuddle up next to your mother, and she can read out loud from an e-reader, and then you swipe the page, mm-hmm. or she swipes turns the page to the next one. And so you do have that cuddling sense, which I think is so important in reading with children. But I think that's what's missing is all of that sort of that contextual stuff that comes through feelings, where you feel what that paper is, and you feel you appreciate the text, the size of the font, mm-hmm. and what they've chosen. I mean, one of the things I always do in books is look at the back and see what font these books were in, especially if I love it, and so it's Baskerville or Garamond or whatever. So I think you're missing all that kind of tactile and sensory, or let's say you're missing a lot of that tactile and sensory sharing. Now, you could take this book, the Take Away the A, one step further, and we do play this with our granddaughters. We try to talk without using a particular letter in anything that we say. And the one that we always start with is A. We just cannot use the letter A. And two of my granddaughters have A's in their name, so we can't, of course, call them by their name. So Jessica becomes Jessic. And that's another fun way to, you know, it has competitive elements, and you find also that you're talking much slower than you normally do because you have to.
You really have to consider.
You have to consider.
Oh, fun with words this holiday season. The book is called Take Away the A. The authors are Michael Escoffier and Chris DiGiacomo. And I have to just say, I don't normally say the publisher, but this is such a good name, Enchanted Lion Books. An enchanted holiday to you, Nancy.
Thank you. You too, Marcy.
Take Away the A. Nancy Pearl is the author of the Booklust series. She spoke with Marcy Silvan. You can find all of those book recommendations at our website, It's KUOW.org.